outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Second half hour, hour number two on this Friday, October 24th, 2025 edition. You know, our computer automation system is amazing. It randomly picks these commercials, and the one that just aired about AskMyTax.org, you guys have been hearing. Well, joining us actually on the line right now is the founder of AskMyTax.org, is the website. Carla Wagner's on the line. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, Randy, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. I just wanted to start off by asking you, I saw a MERS news story. I know it was probably mostly taken away from an interview you did with little Timmy Skubik about the Ask My Tax petition drive. And I want you to officially announce here on the show today the status of the campaign and what you have decided to do.
Yeah, Randy, thanks for that opportunity. Yes, I did have a second interview with Mr. Skubik. We need to go through the month of November, and there's many reasons why, but the biggest reason is that I do not have in my possession enough signatures to call it quits yet. So there's a lot of petitions out across the state, but we need them to come back to me. So I think we need about 200,000 more signatures to reach our goal. So that would give us, if we go through the end of November, that would give us 5 more weeks to hit it hard and get what we need. And then also encourage people, send in your full sheets, fill up your partial sheets, give your blank sheets to a friend or a family member to fill up, get them into us, send them in.
Absolutely, because when you started this effort, Carla, you printed up enough sheets to be able to get 1 million signatures, because each sheet has 10 signatures on it. You printed up 100,000 sheets. You've got them out there. The problem is people have just not, I guess, found the sense of urgency to get them back to you.
You know, that's correct, Randy. And you know what? I think a lot of people just don't feel like we can do anything about the situation here in our state, and that is so wrong. This is a citizens initiative petition, and if people would just, you know, get off your phone, get off your couch, get off your butt, go out and do this. This is an opportunity we might never ever have again. Don't let this slip past you. We cannot waste this opportunity. We're so close, but we just need everybody out there doing everything they can to get these signatures.
Now, at this point, all the sheets are out. You don't actually have any sheets left to send out to people, or is that not an accurate statement?
I do have some because people are bringing me, like if they had received a whole box, which was 1,200, they're saying, hey, you know what? We've shipped 800 out. Here's 400 sheets coming back to you. I'm then taking those sheets and sending them out. I just, like, today is what, Friday? Mm-hmm. Last night, I probably had 12 or 13 more requests for petitions coming in. So I will fill those requests, get those petitions out to people as soon as I can. That's pretty much a daily basis I'm running down to the pack mail, dropping petitions, you know, petition packets off to people. So sure. I think your radio spot are really, really making a difference as far as spreading the word to areas that we had not been able to reach before.
So one of the things we did, as you know, the media campaign, which is a give, send, go campaign that's ongoing, we're up to almost $2,000 raised. I spent yesterday just under $300 to have Jennifer text message all the precinct delegates started at 5 o'clock yesterday. She told me the last text message batch went out at 7:12 p.m. So if you guys are a precinct delegate, you got a text message not only with a link to the media campaign, but also to axmytax.org. And it went out to almost 3,000 precinct delegates. And in the message, Carla, we asked everybody to share that message with all their contacts, people they know, people that they know in the party, people that they know in their neighborhoods, their coworkers, asking them to share with everyone they know in Michigan. So hopefully that will help generate some more. And I talked to Jennifer and I said, when do you think it would be too early to send it out again? And she goes, next week. She said, we'll send it out again next Thursday right before Halloween. And that way we'll hopefully get the message out that, hey, guys, we're doing this. We're going to do this. And we're raising money for the radio and TV spots. I talked to Justin Barclay last night from Wood Radio. And he's got a meeting after his show today with the owner of the radio station there, Wood Radio in Grand Rapids. And I'm also texting it to Steve Gruber, the morning show guy. So your requests for media interviews are probably going to go up. Justin said he's going to have you on his show again next week. And I'm going to press Steve Gruber. Have you ever been on Steve Gruber's show yet?
I was on Steve Gruber's show the first time around, very, very early in the process. Early in the collection cycle, the first time around, yes.
Okay, so you haven't been on this cycle?
No. No, okay. I have not.
I'm going to text him that text message that we paid to send out to all the precinct delegates. He's off the air now. He's getting ready for his TV show this afternoon. So here at the next break, I will text him that text message and ask him to give you a call. But I think you're right. All it is people not understanding the sense of urgency. So what you're saying, if you have a sheet and it hasn't been filled out yet, you got 2, 3, 4 signatures on there. All you're asking people to do is go ahead and fill it up, get 6 more signatures, and then mail it in to you.
Absolutely. And you know what, Randy? I want to put a challenge out. I know that you're talking about the Republican delegates. Let's put a challenge out to someone from the Democrat side, right? Because sure. Democrats pay property taxes too. They lose their houses to property tax just like we do. This is a nonpartisan issue. We have Tea Party people, libertarians. We have the U.S. taxpayer. We have all kinds of political affiliated people circulating these petitions. We have township officials, county officials, we have sheriff's departments, we have law enforcement. They're all circulating this petition because they see the suffering of the people here in the state of Michigan and the economic disaster that Michigan is right now. I want to challenge a Democrat to send us their list of delegates so we can get this message out to them as well, because we need their help, and we're going to need their signatures, and we're going to need their voices and their votes to help us with this.
Absolutely. Well, the email that I got the list from, I'm not going to disclose who I got it from within the Michigan Republican Party, but she emailed it to patriotvoice2012@gmail.com. patriotvoice2012@gmail.com. All you guys have to do on the Democrat side is just email me the spreadsheet. That's the way the Republicans do it. I assume that's the way the Democrats do it. Just send me the spreadsheet of your precinct delegate list with their names and phone numbers, and we can text message them as well. And like you said, Carla, I actually talked to a friend who's a fireman down in Detroit. He owns a house just south of 7 Mile near Gratiot. And he said, Randy, you won't believe how much we're paying for property taxes down here. How can I get one of these petition sheets? I had a couple left over from up here in Antrim County. I mailed them directly to him. This fireman is circulating petitions in the city of Detroit.
I have a township treasurer that has them on his desk. When people come in and pay their property tax bill and they complain about how high they are, he goes, yeah, Here's this petition right here. Sign this.
Yes.
I mean, it is incredible. The people that know it has to happen and they understand the math behind how we can make it happen. The petition itself not only funds our essential services like our police and fire, it protects that funding. So our police and fire will be constitutionally funded and protected. That is what the government is supposed to do to us, for us. They're supposed to protect our lives, our liberties, and our property, not build the splash pads and pickleball courts. That is not the job of the government.
Yeah, absolutely. And we even have, like you said, in the past, some of these local counties would actually be getting more revenue under the Axe My Tax constitutional amendment than what they're currently getting right now.
That is true, because revenue sharing to counties is statutory, which means it's not constitutional. So what our petition does is it funds counties constitutionally, which means if the state doesn't pay, they could then take it up with the state. They could sue the state and say, look, this is in the Constitution that you have to share this revenue with us. And we're talking not only sales tax revenue, we're talking income tax, which is the largest revenue bucket for the state, but we're talking income tax, alcohol, marijuana, tobacco tax, and sales tax, taking a chunk of each one of those buckets and sending that money down to our local governments, our townships, and our counties to cover our essential services, police, fire, EMS, county roads, a place to go to vote, right? That's an essential service. Voting is essential. So those things would be covered.
Now, in our Constitution also, Carla, because I've had a couple people ask me about schools, explain how schools would be funded when this is passed and changes our Constitution.
That's very interesting, Randy, because what I say is education is essential. Public schools are not, and people don't like that answer. But they have to. What people don't realize is that public schools are funded by income tax, sales tax, corporate business tax, excise tax, use tax, the lottery, real estate transfer tax, even some of the gas tax, I think, now goes to funding public schools. But the millages, the local millages that you see on your property tax bill, that money doesn't educate the kids. That pays for football fields and playground equipment.
Right.
The educational part is from all of those other taxes we pay. So we will continue to pay those, and the schools will continue to be funded. We have someone in Lansing, a state rep, who is going to put forth a bill to remove those local millages off from the property tax bills for people who do not use the public schools, right? So our senior citizens, the Christian school parents, the homeschool parents, why is their money needed when they're not using the services?
Yes.
Why do?
Carla, we got to take a hard break. Can you stay through the break?
Sure.
We got an event coming up on Monday night at the Iron Pig downtown location in Gaylord. We're going to talk about it with Carla Wagner. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.
SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods. They all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of the first hour today. Staying through the break is Carla Wagner. She is going to be at the Iron Pig this coming Monday, October 27th. Carla, tell the folks a little bit about that and also the opportunity to bring their petition sheets to you at this event all across Northern Michigan.
Yes, absolutely. I believe we're going to be there from 4 to 7 at the downtown location of the Iron Pig. Ian Murphy's been so gracious to host us there. And thank you for coming there as well, Randy. Yes, I want people to come. I will have petitions with me. I will have yard signs. Please come and pick up petitions to get circulated, but also bring your full petitions or your partial petitions to us so that I can bring them home with me instead of having them mailed. I'd love to see you.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I talked to Ian about and why he's been engaged with you and talking with you and hosting this event for us is because I asked him point blank. I said, you rent the downtown location there on Main Street where we're going to be meeting at on Monday from 4 to 7. But more importantly, you own the new location, the South Pavilion on Old 27. And I said, Ian, just go ahead and look up your property tax. How many brisket platters do you have to sell in order to pay just your property taxes on your rental location? Because, you know, his landlord is paying property taxes on that building. I said, figure that one out of what is your percentage of rent goes towards property tax and then the tax bill you actually own on the building. And he came back and he goes, what's Carla Wagner's phone number? I mean, it was that simple for him. He's like, oh, my God, I never broke it down that way. And I said, yeah, how many brisket platters? And he goes, Randy, let me just tell you, it's over 1,000.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, Randy, it's not just how much are you paying, but what are you paying for? As a restaurant, why are you paying? My restaurant pays for a zoo. It pays for a museum. It pays for a library. Those are services my restaurant cannot use.
Right.
Send me a bill for police and fire. I'll pay the police and fire bill because I need them to protect my restaurant and my little store. But this is for everyone, even homeowners. Look at your property tax bill. How many of those services do you actually use or does your household actually use? Why do you keep voting yes on those millages? We have an opportunity on November 4 to vote no on every single stinking millage that's out there. People got to do it. Just vote no. Keep your property taxes affordable until we can eliminate them altogether.
Right. And Lansing is actually, I noticed a MERS news service press release this morning, one of the uppity-ups in the Republican caucus in the House, Brian Rossimus is talking about, well, because we're doing so well and because we did such a good job on the budget, Now we're kind of looking at, you know, maybe property tax reform. I think your effort, Carla, and this petition drive is scaring the bejesus out of Lansing and has now elevated it to a high level to the point where they're now even talking about it in Lansing.
You know what, Randy, I sure hope so. I sure hope so. But you know what? That budget was a huge, huge disappointment to me. Huge disappointment. There's not $1 worth of tax savings for the people. Not one dollar of tax savings to the people in any kind of a tax. In fact, they raise taxes. They increase taxes. And you know what? So I don't have a whole lot of faith in them as to be able to put together a package or a property tax reform that's going to help us one single bit.
Yeah,
not one bit. Absolutely. I have no faith in this current administration, and not just the current administration, but our current Republicans.
Well, one of the things I think they'll understand, God willing, if we're able to get enough signatures and put it on the ballot and constitutionally make an amendment to our state constitution, well, then they'll have to figure it out and figure out, based on the changes to the constitution that Axe My Tax creates, they'll basically have to figure out how they're going to fund, you know, those programs and share the revenue with the counties across the entire state of Michigan.
Well, you know what? And here's Randy. I had somebody tell me that I didn't understand basic math. And I said, yeah, I do. Look, if I have $100, if I only have $100 to spend, I'm going to pay my rent. I'm going to buy my food. I'm going to do the essential services first, right? And then if I have money left over, I go to the movies. Unfortunately, right, that is not what our state government is doing, or our townships, or our counties. Now, there are some that are very fiscally responsible. They're the ones that say, yes, this can be done. The ones that don't understand math are the ones that are building pickleball courts, splash pads, equestrian centers, curling facilities, and then telling us they need more money to provide essential services like police and fire. That's not how it should work. That's not how it's supposed to work.
Yeah. Well, again, for all of you listening up here in Northern Michigan on 97.7 FM, I want you to come on Monday, this coming Monday, October 27th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Iron Pig downtown location, right there on Main Street, M32, exit 282 off of I-75. At that point, all you have to do is head east about a mile, mile and a half, and you'll see the Iron Pig. Please park in the back in the municipal public parking lot. Try not to park on Main Street right there in front of the restaurant. There's not enough parking spaces for downtown anyway, and they've got a ton of parking behind it. You can come in through the back door. We'll be set up there. You can see Carla. Final thoughts, Carla, before I let you go. We got about 50 seconds.
You know what, guys? We can do this. We can do this, and we can make a huge change. We can put Michigan on a much better trajectory going forward for our future, for our kids, for our grandkids. We have such a huge hole to dig ourselves out of.
Yeah.
Property tax elimination is the first step to getting that done.
Amen. Thank you, Carla. We'll see you on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Nathan Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your...